broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Shocked when I opened the odds for something that I've not disclosed to anybody on the panel yet. Now, Brad, you said that ESPN Bet has the Packers win total at 9.5, which is pretty on par with where they've been. When Rodgers is around, it's usually around 10.5. 9.5 still feels low to me. Like, I'd probably lean over. I just would.
I agree.
Just based off the fact that, like, again, I do think the Packers are good. I don't think they're great. Like, that's our whole conversation around this team has been they're good, not great. How many times do we say they're good, not great? This was good, not great. This position group was good, not great. Now, I cannot believe this. As I head over to paysbig.com/sportsbook, I head over to the football tab. You can look at some of the futures available. Now, they don't have over under win totals yet, just yet for you locally at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. But I do see the NFC North championship odds. The favorite to win the NFC North, to no surprise, is the Detroit Lions +120.
Trying to three-peat, huh?
Sounds right.
What do you think is second?
I would say the Green Bay Packers, probably because of the quarterback situation.
It's part of the exercise.
I'm not there yet, but I want to. I'm a visual guy.
I would say probably the Green Bay Packers, 100% based off the quarterback situation in Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the Vikings just slightly. They made big strides in free agency.
I agree.
And Aaron Rodgers is still floating around out there.
The Packers are +230 in second place here to win the division.
Yeah, it's quarterback. Remember the power rankings that came out earlier this week? The Packers were ahead.
We're slightly ahead.
J.J. McCarthy is a question mark.
Think about that. They improved on several different position groups, but they lose their quarterback to a first rounder. And they take major back steps as far as expectations.
I mean, it's minor and not major. I mean, they're still considered a top 10 team in the league.
Yeah, but
not according
wins
to these odds.
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. If you say Chicago's ahead on these odds are trash, you can throw them in a garbage.
+500, the Bears and the Vikings are tied.
Oh, come on.
That's a complete joke.
Like, is anyone, like, when I don't.
This is a
That's
joke.
The Vikings
Wild.
Were in this position last year. Now it's different. Sam Darnold, veteran, ended up like playing much better than anyone could have expected. Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. But you could argue the team around them is better this year with all the investments they've made in free agency and offensive.
Tight end in T.J. Hockenson who's going to be healthy the whole year. You have a running back in Aaron Jones who actually was part of the system, and so you know what he's going to give you. And
Wide receivers.
But you fortified your offensive line as well.
And defensive
line. Defensive tackles.
That's crazy.
That defense was already nasty under Brian Flores.
So, I just think it's shocking. Again, this is the data comes in from multiple places. They take, odds from Vegas. They do account for some of the local aspect of, people more likely wanting to be betting on local teams. Makes sense. But the Bears and the Vikings tied for third at +500? That's a world away from +230 with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Like, if I had to place a bet today, I wouldn't pick the Packers just from an odd standpoint. I would take a flyer on the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, if they
won 14 games last year and they got better, and it's just more so, it's not like, hey, I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to be God next year, but if he's good, they're set up to be a good football team, and what if the Lions take a step back after losing both coordinators?
Yeah, even if they regress a little bit, you're talking about regressing from 14 wins, that's still to 12 wins, that's still significantly higher.
Get your ESPN bet up as well. We got to cross-reference all this. I'd love to know their team over-under win total, because this is...
Yeah, that actually is a...
Crazy.
I don't bet on opposing teams, but if Minnesota has a win total of like 9.5, like they tried to do my Packers last year, that might be easy money.
Okay, according to ESPN Bet, we've got, let me start with the top of the division, Detroit Lions over under 10.5 wins.
That's it?
10.5 wins for the Detroit Lions. That does
seem low. Competitive division.
We've already discussed that the Green Bay Packers 9-5. Now,
9.5.
9.5. Yeah, 9-5. 9.5. It was the same thing as last year. I remember last year going into the season, they were also 9.5 wins. Mm-hmm. I think we all kind of felt like that's low. I also feel like that's low, but what that tells me is the odds makers look at this team the same as the team last year, which, you know, says a lot about how far they think guys have taken strides or not taken strides. And, you know, we kind of felt like in free agency, they didn't really get that much better. So same team as last year in the odds makers. Now let's do the Chicago Bears next. This feels a little high. 8-5.
Eight and a half.
I've been doing that.
Send me the link.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Send me the damn link.
The show
Wait,
sheet.
Let him finish. No, no.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking
what
records.
What is it, the Vikings? Are they 8-5 too?
8-5 as well. Yeah.
8.5?
Yeah, for the Minnesota Vikings.
I will legitimately take that. If I put $50 on that, I would take the L if I lost.
Last year, Minnesota Vikings.
What, 6.5?
6.5. Mm-hmm. 6.5.
I'm sorry, 6-5.
6-5.
No, stop saying it wrong.
We're talking records. That's an easy
Wait a minute.
Mistake.
They're missing quite a few games there, Brad.
Yeah, right.
No, you got to stop saying wrong. Not for our audience, because I think they're smart enough to know. for Brad, who should not... I tried to give you some leeway as you've been betting more, learning.
I should be better than that.
You should.
I should be better than that.
I expect more out of you, Brad.
That does seem criminally low. Are we overvaluing Minnesota?
No, we're not. We're not, because this is the thing, is that I understand that Minnesota overperformed last year, but it was with Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold had been a career underachiever thus far. So if their head coach can get him to achieve at the level that he did last year, I believe that JJ can be good enough. And remember, even when they had Kirk Cousins there before he got hurt, they were a good football team. They've been able to make the playoffs. They've been able to win double-digit games, other than the fact when Kirk got hurt, and I mean, they had disasters at quarterback. But you're talking about JJ McCarthy, who I don't know how good he's going to be, but he was a first-round pick, and it seems like last year the guys in the first round performed pretty well. I mean, I may not be the biggest fan of Caleb Williams, but he wasn't terrible. And so I think it's crazy that it's 8.5, and that's – I gotta go drop some cash on that one, man. That seems too easy not to take.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Kyle
what if they get Aaron Rodgers?
Across ESPN Wisconsin. Josh from Heartland chimes in on the Carpus Talking text line. You slow down.
That was
stroke.
Awesome.
You've been great.
What did I do?
I just said you've been great.
Oh, but why?
Because you're doing great. Josh from Heartland chimes in. How does that change if Rodgers goes to Minnesota?
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I'm saying. Let me get there, buddy.
It just clicked in my mind. I need to get on this because—
Quickly.
Because if Rodgers gets there—
Kennedy happens. If Favre Rodgers happens—
It's going to happen.
Thanks, Ben.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wait, now you're being weird.
I'm at Potawatomi.
According to Matthew, he says the Packers have a much tougher schedule this year. I just want to be very clear. I don't buy preseason strength of schedule or rankings or anything. You know how many times we talk about a team that's never made the playoffs making the playoffs?
Yeah,
what if that team's on your schedule? You know, like I just like
Washington Commanders.
Yes.
Look at the 49ers. If we had a chance to have the odds, right?
Oh, last year we were thinking, the toughest game last year is going to be the 49ers coming to town.
Ben, I just got one thing for you.
Guy, Pat, Guy. This is intriguing. If you want to take a flyer right now on the Vikings over 8.5 or to win the division at +500, if you believe the circle of life and time is a flat circle and we're in a simulation that Rodgers is going to go to Minnesota and somehow make it to an NFC championship game, cripes, what are they to win in the Super Bowl? Because you can hedge.
It goes up at least a full game when Rodgers joins. At least.
Oh,
maybe
for
even.
Sure.
I mean,
I'm telling you this
right now. Minnesota Vikings are +4,000 to win the Super Bowl.
The Packers, like 2,500?
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
No, +2,000. Man, the Packers
are
+2,500.
JJ McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers ain't dragging either of them. Neither of them are dragging them to the Super Bowl. They're a good
know.
Team. They're a fine
We're
team.
We're working on the premise of
they
this not being a real life.
They this year. They won a bunch of one-score games
but how
again.
But how far will they... Strofe, you just said
Kyle.
You just said they won a bunch of one score games.
Kyle,
again
you know who
this
didn't
year.
Win a bunch of one score games this year?
Yes, they did.
They did,
they just didn't against the division
against good teams.
Yeah,
but the thing is, Strofe, is that we can sit here and say for a little bit that is they're lucky. No, that's just what they do. They've done it in multiple seasons. If I sit here and if I make this bet, on over 8.5 wins this year.
Are you making that bet, Kyle?
You would do that?
I got it.
You're gonna bet on the NFC
$10
North?
Ticket right here. See, that's how they get you. I just skipped the kiosk, going straight to the real kiosk to make my money back. What it is.
You're gonna
Kyle
bet on the NFC
discovered
North.
Like how gambling works, and like, you know, like they give you these tickets, they don't spit out cash back at you.
So they get you.
No, they, you have to go back. Trust me, it works.
Yeah, it worked on me yesterday.
Yeah, why do you think I was there at 12:15 stealing time?
Yeah.
I'm hearing Kyle yell, skull. Skull.
Okay, first and foremost.
Skull.
That's not the case, but I will be hoping that they win 9 games. I mean, that's not much.
What are you doing right now?
Are you kidding me? Why do I care if a team wins 9 games or not? I cheer for my team. When
because
they play
if they win 9 games, they play your team twice, and they affect their the standings in the NFC. Affect their standings in the NFC. No,
great.
You are a phony Packers fan. You're a phony Packers fan.
Answer me this.
You're a phony. That's
the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers went 1 in the division. Went what record in the division last year?
I played the 5th.
1-5.
Okay, and they won how many games on the season?
11.
And how many times did they beat the Minnesota Vikings last year?
0.
Okay, then.
Are you expecting
the
same results?
We can sweep the Minnesota Vikings and they still win 9 games. It's not a miracle.
If anybody's got an Adrian Peterson jersey for sale, Kyle Wallace is in the market.
That's okay. I mean, you can say you're just nervous. You're nervous that Aaron Rodgers actually goes there.
I'm not, producer of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with a wonderful drop in right now. Kyle has already gone back on what he said at the start of this segment. He doesn't bet on his team's opponents.
If I said that, listen, at this point. It's too good to pass up.
It's a juicy number.
8.5. Listen, 8.5. Remember we played this game? Remember, Brad, you played this game of talking about the stocks? Oh, where are the Packers
stock? Oh, that's right.
I bought stock on the Vikings.
You did.
The Vikings won. Brad, if you did the stock right now, 8.5 for a team that won 14 games last year, what would you say?
I'd say that's a value
That's
a value.
That is a value, and I need to make some money back.
But you're hoping the earnings report
comes
out good.
The skull chant
don't
is
do that. I'm betting
him.
On my Packers,
skull
too.
Skull Kyle is his new name moving forward.
I'm betting on the Packers, too, because I think 9.5 is way too low. This Packers team, that's what confuses me. I understand it's Vegas, but this Packers team won 11 games. Though they did not improve to the level we wanted them to, they still return a lot of the same roster, and they're going to be a good football team.
Have you looked at their schedule? I understand why the line is what it is. I also expect them to take a jump. I'm with you. I agree.
Their schedule's really tough. Two can be true. They can still take that jump.
The AFC North?
AFC North.
That's a tough division.
The Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers, the Ravens.
I believe also then the NFC East with Cowboys and Eagles. Is that the right? Commanders?
Yes, that is correct. Commanders.
That's a tough schedule.
It's going to be a real shame when Josh DiMaggio has Kyle eight-eyed into Vikings gear.
Kyle, if you could only make one bet, Vikings 8.5, but purely financial. Or Packers 9.5.
I mean, purely financial. That 8.5 just seems too good to pass
fraud
up.
Fraud Packer backer.
What do you mean?
Fraud Packer
I'd still cheer for my Packers, but I mean, fellas, I mean, I like to steal money. I've never done it like that before. Because
you might want to hit the rewind.
No, I said what I said. I like to steal money when it comes to gambling.
But like you said, I like to steal money. But didn't follow anything with that. So I just wanted to give you a chance to set the record straight.
It's easy money.
Easy money. You know what else is a great investment? Is 6 years of no interest financing with Gina Della from Pella and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And, you know, I would say we did a green gold time capsule and we had predicted that Brad would be expecting.
Amazing.
Strofe's going to be engaged. He's going to be married. He's going to have like 3 kids in 6 years. I think he should just get a house now and start. We can get him hooked up with Gina and he'll have 0% for 72 months.
That's right. I mean, that's an investment that you really cannot beat. It's like the inverse investment. You get all the benefit and you can delay payment with that 0% interest for 72 months. I mean, that's just unheard of. But you can do that with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin over the course of 6 years, a 6-year time capsule. Strofe's having kids. He's married. Even his own house will have Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, so he can enjoy the durability, the beauty, the craftsmanship, everything that Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can provide. But you got to hustle because this deal ends soon, March 31st. So you got to hustle to get that 0% for 72.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN Strofe, I'd love to put up a poll there. Which over do you like the best out of these win totals? Lions 10.5, Packers 9.5, Vikings 8.5, and Bears were also 8.5. I'll be curious to see if as many people are on the Kyle Wallace purple people eater train.
Stop it. They still below my Packers, baby.
Skull Kyle, Brad Nortman, Ben Bruss, Alex Stroh. We're back next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He saw it as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had. You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
So, I want to take this to the next level here. There's another thing that caught my eye. Not as shocking as the Vikings and Bears being tied with the same odds to win the NFC North. That was shocking. It was the Lions like plus 120, the Packers plus 230. The Lions and the Vikings and the Bears tied at plus 500. Kyle, focus. It's a horrible score in the Duke UNC women's basketball Sweet 16.
Ooh,
I'm
that's
aware.
The final?
That's what I have to leave off.
It's tough.
Oh my gosh.
47-38.
They scored 11 points in like the first.
Wallace. I am now officially a Minnesota Vikings fan, and I'm proud of it. I just figured it would be in my best interest to be transparent with KBN Nation. I am now a Vikings fan. Skull!
Skull!
How did you do that so
I did
quick?
Not consent.
You need to be careful on what you say on this show.
I did not consent. I will be having my attorney, Gruber Law Office, having a call with you, Stroh. I'm going to take everything you own, which is nothing, but I'm going to take it all. The shirt off your back.
Which is nothing. Damn, he just came at your life like
I need
that.
To hear that again.
All right, so.
That is not real.
Stroh was cooking something up that we did not know about. And so if you missed it, we asked Kyle if he had to put his money. Financial.
Hi, this is Kyle Wallace. I am now officially a Minnesota Vikings fan. I'm proud of it. I just figured it would be in my best interest to be transparent with KBN Nation. I am now a Vikings fan. Skull.
Skull. I love Lexi.
That is so good.
That's not good.
I love Lexi.
It's so good. Man,
that's not good.
What are we doing
the Brad
here?
AI
what are we AIing before?
You're
getting AI.
I asked you,
because you're being
and
a clown.
Brad asked you. If you had to place a financial decision on the Packers over 9.5 or the Vikings over 8.5, you're like, man, I like stealing money.
Yeah, I mean, it's too good to pass.
You know, a true Packer backer doesn't let money get in the way of.
What do you mean get in the way of what? I'm not picking them to win a Super Bowl. I'm not picking them to win the division.
Kyle,
I'm still rolling with my Green Bay Packers. Ba-da-da-da. Go, Pack, go.
Skull.
I would never say that.
Kyle, I just.
You did say it.
Complete hypothetical.
Yeah, you did say that. I heard it.
Complete hypothetical. Complete. If somebody, in theory, was to offer you $1 million. Would you become a Minnesota Vikings
Hell
fan?
Hell no.
But if you
what?
Are selling out for
no,
$10?
You should.
Selling out, if somebody gave me a million, if somebody said, hey, I give you $1 million.
You're selling out for $10 for the potential of the Vikings to win the nine games.
To have them win nine games. They may not even make the playoffs winning nine games. That doesn't have to do anything with my Packers. I'm not betting for them to beat
it
the
does
Packers.
Have some, did
the
we not is, learn this year?
Yeah, I learned that you can win 11 games with being terrible in your division.
The thing is, where you put
and
your money.
And be a seventh seed and not put yourself in a good position. And other two teams were 14 and 15 win teams, respectively.
Let's swap places with the Vikings.
The thing is, Kyle, where you put your money, your heart follows that.
It just,
so I'm a little concerned.
I just want to give you a second.
Cheer for him to win nine games.
I want you to stay quiet for one second.
Cheer. He'll cheer.
I mean,
Alex, Brad, Ben, between us three, we have seen Kyle with $5 on a bet. He acts like it's the Super Bowl and it could be a random event that we don't
Ben,
even know what's going on.
He'll
point.
Spend more money on the Vikings than he will his own barber.
And that's true. He only tips his barber $3.
And his girlfriend.
He's Skull Kyle.
This is the most disrespectful thing I think has ever been done in radio history. I cannot believe
you,
that
but you started.
I cannot believe you started
the 3 o'clock
salivating over 8.
You
half.
Started the 3 o'clock hour saying I don't
Brad
bet
was
on
salivating
my.
Too. Well,
I don't like betting on. I don't
I was
bet on my
surprise.
And then now you're betting on your opponents.
I don't bet on my opponents. Yes, I didn't.
But
when the opponent is better than this team is, that's a 9-win team. Like that's
can
ridiculous.
You be a Packer backer and bet the over on a division opponent?
Yes. Yeah, it's for the season. It's not for the game. Yeah, you guys are tripping. Y'all are tripping. Y'all be dummies. You know what? You all be dummies, too, if you went up to Pottawatomie Sportsbook and didn't do it. You'd be dummies, too. Brad?
Based off your 0 and 2.
What would Lexi tell you? What would your wife Lexi say?
She would say, fade Kyle. He's 0 for 7 in his last 7 bets.
No, well, that's awesome.
I mean, if I.
She'd say, that's all you're going to bet?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Lexi likes that. Like that energy.
That's a thrill.
Like that thrill from Potawatomi.
She can't get it with her dried, unseasoned chicken, so she's going to get it from her man, Ben.
Plain oatmeal.
Now, as Strofe knows, I like to make things about myself as he likes to make things about himself. But I feel so proud that from the day that I met you to the day that I know you now, you've bet on action, and it's carried into your life in which now you and your wife have thrill. You have thrill in your life. You have blood pumping at that home. Watching Alabama, Lexi. BYU. You followed Ben's best bet yesterday, and it hit with 6 minutes to go in the second half on a 175.5 over-under. And she's yelling at the TV, what?
Listen, KBN Nation, she's saying, score, BYU, score. I told you yesterday I didn't run by my Brewers bets with Lexi. Usually I do. Usually her reaction's outstanding. Usually it's like, that's all you're going to bet. So I'm not going to lie, I lost all my Brewers bets. So as an opportunity to make it back, I did Benny's best bet, which is BYU Alabama over, and I did Duke in Florida. And
on the money line parlay.
That would get me back to -2 on the day, basically to even. So I went ahead and did it. I went home. I came clean to Lexi. Said, Lexi.
I love that you call this coming clean.
Yeah.
Do you many times I placed a sports bet and my fiance has no idea what I, like, I'm watching them and she sees me rooting and she's just like, oh, he's on something.
Do you not
have
your own money?
No, all of our money's together.
That's fine.
All that kind of
stuff. You don't have your own bank account?
No.
It's very common to have a joint bank.
You don't have your own joint plus a joint?
Everything's joint. Oof. Everything's joint.
I mean, that's, I don't have a joint, but the, man, I need to have a
joint. Oh, sounds like Kyle's going to be doing shady things with his account on the side.
No, nothing at all. I just, you know.
Betting on the Vikings.
I worked hard to build myself up. I'd be damned if I put it all in one account, and then I love my baby, and she would not be irresponsible. But I'm just saying.
Oh, Kyle!
I'm gonna change subjects for you.
Yeah, get him out of this.
So I was saying, though, when I came home, though, I said, listen, I need Duke to win. I need Florida to win. And the one that I was very confident in, those money line, they're heavy favorites, but it was Ben's best bet of the over. He felt very confident on it, but I'm still like, you know, that's the one that's more of the toss-up. So I was like, baby, we're sitting down and we're watching Alabama BYU and we are looking to score, score, score. Points, points, points. And as she's watching,
points, you know, points, points.
Points, points, points. Yeah, Bam is hitting those threes and she's like, that's great, but come on, BYU, let's wake up and start scoring. I never loved her more.
Sounds like she needs to go to the sports book.
I think she does. The one time we went to the sports book, one, she was amazed. Two, she was
Lexi.
Like, I love Lexi. I said that at the end of the night. And she's like, you know what? Need a little bit more action on these games.
Oh, wow.
She was loving it. She loves the thrill of the game, sport.
Sounds like Brad is hooked.
As somebody chimes in, JD and Fondy, I had to look up the term to make sure I could use it and know what it means. Benny, you put vitality in Brad's life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A term used to describe a person's ability to live, grow, and develop.
What did you think vitality meant?
I don't know.
Usually that's in reference to more physical slants of life.
You got her pregnant, so I was more about
true.
That. I'm trying to help you grow in different ways.
But
Bradley,
I suppose you did predict that indeed on our time capsule that the Normans would be expecting. So maybe you did breathe a little vitality into our life.
That is a little odd to say, Bradley.
Well, you know,
you got
we're all friends
work.
Here.
Don't give him credit.
Us three in Cape, four in KBN Nation.
Sendix is offering a great deal on Connie's Thin Crust this week. Only two for $10. Connie's delivers pizzeria taste without the pizzeria prices. Stop by Sendix and stock up on your favorite Connie's Thin Crust flavors today. On sale, $2 for $10 through April 1st. Get to Sendix. And it's not just Connie's. It's Screamin' Sicilian. It's all the brands. Urban Pie. They have so many different pizzas. It's Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household tonight. Nothing to do except get prepared for the analysis live tomorrow. So what does that mean? We pop in the Screamin' Sicilian pizzas, the OG Screamin's, the tavern style, the 2.5 feet of stuffed crust cheese, the Detroit style. Every single style of Palermo's pizza is stocked in our home so we can pick which one we want to go with on a Frozen Pizza Friday. This came from her family. Her family did Frozen Pizza Friday. I basically did it without even calling it. I love the branding of knowing I don't need to clean, I don't need to cook, and on Fridays, I already know what I'm going to eat. It's a screaming Sicilian pizza, and it's going to be so screaming good. Taste what all that screaming is about at your local grocer's freezer. I don't even think I got to where I wanted to there. I got Packers draft odds that are going to shock you next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, thank you for all that baby talk there and parenting talk. I'll take some of those tips.
I was getting ready for it right
now. Yeah, taking notes over there,
Ben Brust. Taking some of those nips, taking some of those tips, those tips and storing them away. I do like nips as well. But Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, it's a Friday, so you know what that means at the Nortman Estate. That means carbless all night. That's right. You know I'm enjoying the ready-to-drink cocktail that is carbless. And 2025, the flavors, the new flavors from Carbless, they're going to blow your mind. Tropical Bliss Variety Pack, Blood Orange, Watermelon, Raspberry, and Grapefruit. It's already beautiful outside, sunny and 70. That will cap off your Friday evening to be taking that tropical paradise right here to Wisconsin. Not only that, the Mango Vodka Cocktail, delicious, crisp, and clean experience that just tastes like fresh mangoes right in the can. So you know me, I'm going to go downstairs to the Nortman Estate, crack that Carbless that has zero sugar, zero carbs, zero gluten, just 100 calories, low carbonation, always high flavor, and enjoy everything that there is about Carbless. It is flavor in a can without the guilt. Less is more with Carbless.
Just went to paysbig.com/sportsbook, and you can look at the NFL draft futures here. All right, let's play another game again, since you guys don't know.
Ooh, I love games.
The plus 150.
What was that? I don't know. I kind of like, I like when Ben
presents
or anyone
it.
Reveals things to me. Today's been all about surprises.
Except surprises I need to reveal these because you would say 8.5. Or no, what was he saying?
Yeah,
8.5.
8.5. 8.5.
Instead of 8.5.
That's,
half.
That's, oh, that's sure. What the sharks say.
It's not sharks, it's sharps.
Sharp.
You continue you sure? to get link. You continue to get the betting lingo wrong.
I love Brad Nortman so much.
I'm the betting sharks.
He just said, "Are you sure?" To the most degenerate gambler in the building.
Shark sounds so much better though.
It does.
And trail probably sounds better than tail. You're right.
No, yeah. Shark sounds good because
but you
they.
Can't, we're not. We can't change something that's been around so long.
But hold on a minute, because I would say. If I trust anybody in the building to redo the lexicon of gambling, it's that guy right there.
But he can't do it when he doesn't understand and can't read an over-under total correctly.
I am the guy for the job. I mean, a shark just makes a total sense. I mean, circling your prey.
What?
That's what a betting shark
what
would
do.
Be.
They done bit my ass every six times in a row.
Not only that.
Damn jaws.
Not only that, but tail. Nobody wants to tail anyone, but trail. Trailing makes all the sense in the world.
I should have trailed blazing. You when you were at, when you were at the kiosk. Right. You know what I said? I said, oh, look at Brad chasing money.
He said, I will carve away for you.
And he won.
I
right. also like to point out Brad Nortman wearing shorts today.
It's hot outside. Have you been outside, Strofe, since
like 65?
I haven't 11. I haven't been outside since 9 o'clock.
See, same here. Mm. So I thought it was, I saw Brad, I'm like, what are you doing? It's not hot yet. He's, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, I walked out in a pair of pants, a t-shirt, a quarter zip, and a winter jacket, and I was like sweating in my car.
Oh,
it was ridiculous.
I'm jealous.
The Packers playing position of team's first drafted player. What do you think is the best odds for them here?
Wide receiver one.
It's just a position group.
Oh, wide receiver. I'm going to die on that hill.
It should be defensive line because they should use historical context, but I allow some of these odds to trick me into thinking that Davante Adams was going to be a Green Bay Packer. Foolishly, you had me call a guy who I thought was your friend. And
this is a little bit different because those markets are not as database. This has data. This has goodies. Like information of how he's drafted,
if it has
and based off the based
algorithms.
Off the team's free agency moves, based off how they have needs of positions. Like this is an open canvas where that was one specific player. But you're right, the number one at plus 150 is defensive lineman slash edge, and here's why I love it. It's plus money for them to get the position group that we know that they need to invest in most, and the position group where it's defense. After 2002, last time that they
John
drafted
Walker.
Exactly. Defensive lineman edge is plus 150. Cornerback is plus 200.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wide receivers plus 300. Offensive, yeah, exactly.
I like those odds.
Plus 350 offensive lineman.
That's crazy value right there.
A lineman?
I said today on Mr. Relevant, I've convinced myself I think they're going offensive lineman.
There's no
I tried to talk my way into thinking that there was value there.
There's no way they're going.
They spent so much money on Banks.
No way.
Not in the first round.
Do you want to see a line?
I would just throw out there that Matt Miller, one of the best insiders on the NFL draft, wrote this week on ESPN.com that there are rumors around the league saying Packers are going to go tackle early because they're not fully sold on
Jordan Morgan
and Rasheed Walker is entering the final year of his contract.
Already not sold after 1 year?
I'm just saying.
My hands are twitching like
devastating.
Mad? Skull Vikings.
If you go back-to-back offensive linemen...
Because you didn't trust it the year before.
It won't happen. I don't think it's going to happen.
Matt Miller.
Then the odds change quickly. Linebacker, safety, tight end, plus 3,500. Running back, plus 4,000. Quarterback, plus 10,000, anybody? Do they don't think Jordan Love's where he needs to be?
You know...
Malik Willis isn't good enough?
I do like some of these odds. I do like the odds, especially for cornerback and wide receiver... cornerback and defensive line.
Last but not least...
Kicker.
Plus 30,000 for a specialist.
30,000?
$1 to win 300 to
Sebastian.
See a first-round specialist.
That's juicy as can be.
Just $1.
That's all it takes. $1.
$1 you get 300.
Think about $1 can't get you anything nowadays, but it could get you 300.
What a penny gets you, three bucks?
Are there bet minimums?
Probably.
Yeah, it's probably $1.
Brett is not happy.
50 cents.
There would never be a kicker taking
what
the
a
first
thrill,
round.
If you find a quarter, you're going to toss it on the specialist plus 30,000.
I mean, you win like $5.
What a waste of your money.
I would watch the draft all differently.
What a waste of money.
You never know.
We do know.
Yeah, we do.
That happened a long time ago.
Wish I knew it was 70 degrees outside.
You didn't check the weather? Well, it was pouring rain earlier.
So I was driving down 94 eastbound, and there was an accident. So it was like my ETA was ticking up, and then Google Maps, which I always do, it sent me on a different route. Mm. So I was going through all these sidewinding routes, but I was only going like 30 miles per hour. But you know what? Window down driving, it was that nice. Both windows down, passenger and driver. And I was like, dude, it feels like summer. Like,
just
windows
in a t-shirt?
Down driving. Oh, yeah.
You weren't cold?
No, it was wonderful.
Oh, so
that's how warm it is.
What you're telling me is I need to play some more summer anthems here.
Yes, you do.
I'll say this. I went to go walk and got my lunch today, and seeing all the people around the city, and it was completely buzzing, and I walked, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I love doing KBN, so I'm going to go back and do my show, but this is a perfect day.
I love KBN, but I wish I was outside.
This is a perfect day.
I love Green Bay Packers, but I'm betting the Minnesota Vikings.
Hold on a minute. I mean, I think we would all agree. It'd be nice to be drinking a Carbo's outside right
now.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it would be.
We should campaign the suits for like outdoor broadcasts.
You've done
what does that do for me?
That. I don't know what
I know, but like even when we're here, like set up shop on the street.
Oh, you mean during the, you know, when we get daylight today or breaking the weather.
So you are basically becoming a kid where you're like, we have class outside.
Yeah, I want more recess.
The guy shows up to 65% of the shows we do.
And wants to leave. I show
up at 1 every day.
He probably was laying out at the estate for 2 hours before he got in his car and drove here in the nice weather.
I gotta take it all in. I need that vitamin D.
That's important.
I got some pale skin.
If it's nice out, can you stop taking vitamin D supplements?
Wait a minute, people take vitamin D supplements?
I do, every day.
Why is that?
Because it's good for your immune system, and you're deprived of it in the Wisconsin winters.
Mm. Should I start taking it?
Yeah, you should.
On the Carbless Talk and Text line, Chris chimes in. It's 75 right now in Oconomowoc.
Oh, Ray, you're missing out.
Buddy, Chris, my guy. I saw him at the grocery store.
Different Chris.
Okay, well, the other Chris.
Why
do y'all
live out in Oconomowoc?
Because it's the place to be.
And then going back to a segment prior, John in Milwaukee chimes in. Kyle's going to have a rude awakening at marriage time.
About what?
I don't know.
What were we talking about?
Joint bank account.
Let me just clarify for those, just in case somebody goes back and listens, and I'm talking about my baby girl, anybody else tries to chastise me. I want a joint bank account. I just want to have my own as well because listen, baby, spend your money how you want to, but spend our money wisely.
I'm confused.
I don't think that helps.
I don't think that helps.
So you want to join our money is wisely, but your money, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Her money is your money, too.
Yeah, that's the confusing part.
If she has her own bank account, and you have your own bank account, you guys have a joint, right? So kind of like three.
Yeah.
Are you gonna just like not be able to? Are you gonna restrain judgment from all purchases from her bank account?
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Ignore that question. Are you pro or anti prenup?
Wow. That is a quite the question.
We're gonna go to break. You put him in a horrible spot. Please. I'm gonna throw you a lifeline here.
Thank you. I'm anti prenup. What are you talking about?
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Student Athlete Support Fund is something I was looking at. I'm ultimately likely gonna give to the
long week
on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, a couple polls out there, or maybe just one. Just had a lot of ideas today. Which win total do you like the over for the best? Can't read. Hit the record scratch. Which win total do you like the over for best in the NFC North? The Lions 10.5, Vikings 8.5, Bears 8.5, or the Packers 9.5? Of course, the Packers are going to lead the way here. Packers at 47%.
How'd you get it this far without being able to read?
Fooling some people. Lions, second place, 23% at that 10.5 number. Bears and Vikings both at 15%.
Wow. So I actually am surprised Vikings aren't
closer
to the Packers.
To the Packers and Lions.
What does everyone see that we don't see? Because I mean, listen, I don't know if I'm going to place the bet. I'm not the Packer backer that Kyle Wallace is, so I'd have a little bit better conscience actually placing it. But
my conscience is clear and good. I like money.
I think that's a heck of a bet.
8.5 wins for the Vikings and you're making money.
Just like that. And they'll get to 9. I think the Packers will also get to 10.
It's very interesting. We asked the same question last year about the Green Bay Packers. Like, what are they seeing that they don't think the Packers can win 10 games? This Packer team won 9 games and they started the way they started last year.
Not every year just means you're going to win more games.
I understand that, but there typically is some type of trajectory that teams take. Like, we talk about the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions, you know, they sucked. Then they got better. And remember, they didn't make the playoffs, but I believe they won 9 games the year that they kept the Packers out the playoffs.
Sure did.
And then what did they do after that? They kept moving in steps. Now, have they won a Super Bowl?
But
they're better. They were really good last year.
They had more talent than the Packers had.
I fully understand that. But this Green Bay Packer team, they don't have the talent that we want them to have, but I still think they are a talented roster.
Well, I mean,
we have high expectations here.
Here's the thing, is if the division plays out the same way, the Vikings, the Packers, and the Lions could all hit these overs and the Bears could hit the under. But I think what this is saying is maybe Vegas is thinking the Bears are more real, but I would never place a bet on a Bears over until they give me any reason, until Ben Johnson proves that the Bears are actually a legitimate opponent consistently and are building something that's sustainable outside of like getting their hopes up over one or two games and thinking they're good. And the next thing you know, they lose 10 straight. They lost 10. Was it 10 straight after the Hail Mary last year?
It was.
It went downhill. What was that guy's name who was waving his hands in the air?
Stevenson. Tariq Stevenson.
He was the epitome of what the Chicago Bears are. Front runners and getting happy too early about nothing.
I mean, that's exactly right.
Finish the job.
Between the Lions, Packers, and Vikings, man, I feel pretty good about those overs. But to say that the Bears are going to win 9 games or more, that's the bet where I'm just like, no. I don't see it. I just don't see it. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe this is a reflection.
You ask Kyle to pick one. Pick one. Whole reason why the poll's out there, Brad.
You're okay with being AI, so you can be free.
Yeah. And I really have no problem picking the Vikings. I would pick the Packers, though. Because
really?
I would. I think they're going to get 10 wins. Jordan Love did not particularly play well. At least 10 wins. Jordan Love did not particularly play well last year. And they got to 11 wins. If he splits the difference between last year and the end of 2023, not even getting that far, they're winning at least 11, maybe on their way to 12. So to me, I think it's the Packers. The only thing that concerns me about the Vikings is if Rodgers doesn't join them, J.J. McCarthy has an opportunity to be bad. He could be bad. And at that point, that is the most important position on the field. So that is the way that I could see them falling under 8.
Believe it or not, I think the Packers are the best bet here too. Until I see what the Lions are without Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, two coordinators that were obviously key because they got key, like, big-time NFL jobs and head coaching positions, I can't trust J.J. McCarthy.
That is so interesting.
I can't trust J.J. McCarthy. I'm not going to trust the Bears.
So the team you trust the most.
For their over-under win total.
To win, for sure. So what we're saying is the team that you can lock it in, guarantee, is that the Green Bay Packers win 10 games. You feel the most confident about the Green Bay Packers winning 10 games versus the Vikings winning 9 versus the Lions winning 11?
Yeah.
I think so.
Hey, I mean, I like that energy. I like that.
I said, and it was like, it was more from a viewing the team as wanting more. I was like, as it stands right now, I put it out on social media. I was like, look, right now this has a feel of winning 9 to 12 games, making the playoffs, and not really having a competitive enough roster to make a deep enough run. But I have enough evidence from Matt LaFleur that he is a really good regular season head coach. We like what we saw from Jeff Hafley. Just because I'm picking them to win over 9.5 games doesn't say I'm picking them to win the Super Bowl.
But that just means that you believe this team is a competitive football team. You think this,
yeah.
You think this
I've
is
never
a team
claimed that they're not going to compete and they're not going to win.
But
games.
You think they're
going to
compete for the NFC North Division title? You feel you can't do that because you don't feel basically if you don't feel confident enough to say that the Lions are going to win 11 games,
it's,
that's a tie.
Mostly because I think it's going to be hard to have both teams, the Lions and the Vikings, have the same level of success again.
No, I agree.
That's,
right.
Like,
I do think the Lions take a step back.
High level of success that's hard to sustain. They won 12 games, then 15 games. Like, if they get to 11 or 12 this year, it's still a good season. They're still going to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
The Vikings are going to take a step back naturally, but 8.5 is low. But, again, putting them all in the same place doesn't mean that if this division's more competitive and the teams are in this 9 to 12 win range, all of them, it's not that they're all in the 12, like there was a 12 and a 15. They had better opportunities to go further in the playoffs based off of seeding. The Packers had to go up against the best team in the NFL at the time and the eventual Super Bowl winners. So I don't know if it's good news for them in the championship. If
flip flop in to me.
Tell me where I flipped. I literally said
you were talking mad crazy about the Packers before, and now all of a sudden, best bet to win 10 games.
Everything we talk about,
that's a good team. That's a good team.
Everything on this program, I said that we should talk about the Packers is how they get to winning a championship.
Hi, this is Kyle Wallace.
Hey,
I am now officially a Minnesota Vikings fan, and I'm.
Why'd you play the rest? It's the best. Jim and Molly up next in Madison. Corey and Wally in Beaver Dam. We're right here on 94.5 ESPN until 5 o'clock. Don't go anywhere in 2 minutes.
You're gonna go to the record store. You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tony is cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah.